So The Verge is reporting that Epic Games is suing Murielar Company. And what is the reason behind this lawsuit? Epic Games says that Unreal sounds too much like Unreal, which is Epic's game engine. That has to be one of the pettiest reasons to sue someone, in my honest opinion. Don't forget, if you are short on time, you can listen to this episode and others here. You can also find the podcast on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Now back to the article. According to Epic, it is no coincidence that Unreal's name looks and sounds virtually identical to Unreal's branding. VR company Unreal is looking to launch later this year here in the US, but this lawsuit could put a monkey wrench in their plans. Epic wants to recoup damages and scuttle the company's trademark application. Unreal sounds too much like Unreal, according to Epic. In addition, Epic says that the two companies are competing in the same space. So how are an VR company and a gaming company competing in the same space? Well, first here is a little background on Unreal. The company is based out of China and they make an augmented reality headset known as the Unreal Light. The Unreal Light projects 3D objects into real space. The company also has a demo game called Unreal Tower. That game demo and the fact that the glasses support the Unreal Engine is one reason why Epic says they are in the same space. Epic is showing interest in dipping its toes in the augmented reality waters. However, they have made no real moves toward doing this. However, Epic does say this about the subject. Greater than Epic expects Unreal Engine to feature prominently in the creation of a virtual metaverse, a real-time three-dimensional social platform where friends meet to interact and have enjoyable experiences. Epic Games is suing Unreal when IT should be focused on Apple. So, the plan to enter the VR arena and expectations are the reason Epic thinks the two companies are in the same space. Epic even says that all of this can lead to confusion for customers due to the crossover. It seems highly unlikely that Epic's customers would get confused. Those who are in the market for the Unreal Engine know that an VR headset isn't what they are looking for. However, this is not the first time the two have fought. Since 2018, the two companies have been battling, and in that year Epic filed to block Unreal's trademark. The two companies had discussions on the table for a settlement slash, but those discussions fell through due to them being fruitless, according to Epic. Honestly, the entire saga seems rather petty on Epic's part. They are a well-established company, and millions of people know the Unreal brand. There is little chance any of those people would confuse Unreal with Unreal. Epic is already battling Apple, so maybe the company should keep its focus there. However, it looks like the Unreal vs. Unreal battle could get Epic. What do you guys think about this? Is Epic being petty? Do you think Unreal should be worried? Let me know in the comments. Follow me over on Twitter to connect with me and to keep up with new posts. Have a good one.